Hey y'all, your girl's got an ad. We're going to take a quick break from that topic. We'll go right back to it. We'll start another one. I'm not sure. But we're going to talk about an ad real quick. We're going to talk about Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right from your phone or computer. The creation tool allows you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, and it'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. And you can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So you need to download the Anchor app and go to anchor.fm to get started. And that is anchor.fm to get started. anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the topic. Hello and welcome. This is my podcast. My name is Victoria Ray, and it's going to be fun. So I decided, this is my very first podcast. I've decided to start doing a podcast instead of going the usual YouTube route. One, because I don't know how to edit. Number two, I am just, my life is just so busy, and I feel as if I can't show you an exciting video. People aren't going to watch it, and that makes me unmotivated to make videos. And so podcasts, I talk to myself all the time already, so might as well let people hear it and share it to the world. So that's what I'm going to do. I am going to tell you a few things about myself. My name is Victoria Catherine Ray. That is my full entire name. Catherine with a K, not with a C. With a K, not a C. I love the color purple, different kinds of purples. I'm not a huge 100% purple everything kind of gal, but I do have a very deep appreciation for the color. I am 20 years old. I'll be 21 on the 4th in September. I go to college here at Stephen F. Austin. I got an off-campus apartment. That's where I'm living right now with a couple of my roommates, Ashley and Tessa, whom I just met. Tessa the day before, and I've known Ashley because I've always just gone to church with her in our hometown that we share. I love to read. I love, love, love to read. I'm sure that from time to time you will be hearing about some type of book I'm reading or about some kind of fictional characters that I'm reading about. I kind of like to party, but at the same time, like, my version of party is not the same as other people's. My version of party is, hey, everybody come over, get in your pajamas, and let's watch a movie. I am a very introverted person. On the outside, it seems I'm very extroverted, and I'm very outgoing and bubbly, but I just do that a lot out of nervousness because I'm afraid of people's thoughts and feelings towards me. So I try to be really happy and upbeat all the time. Not saying that I'm not right now. I'm just saying that I have just decided to kind of calm down a bit. I've pushed a lot of people away because of my personality is just, quote, too much. Those people don't need to be in your life if they think your personality is too much and they don't like you for who you are. But I've moved on from all that. I'm now in college. I'm a grown-up, kind of, sort of a grown-up, not too much of a grown-up, but I can leave at 11 o'clock at night and go get a shake from Whataburger and not, you know, have bad feelings about going out, even though my parents allow me to when I lived in their house. Let's see. I do have a favorite band. It is One Direction. I am a One Directioner. I am a total Niall Horan fan. I'm a total Niall Horan fan. So anyway, now that we've talked about myself, let's get on to the podcast. I feel like when I listen to these podcasts, I don't know these people. And I feel like, well, if I knew you and I knew how you were, I feel like you talking about your life and how you are in real actual life
and sharing it with everybody will make so much more sense. Moments will be funnier, moments will be sadder, however you want it. So that's why I kind of made a long introduction. I am going to talk about loneliness. Wow, Victoria, loneliness. Really? That's what you're going to talk about on your very first podcast? Yes, because that is what I'm going through right now. So, there's that. I am lonely. Not that I don't have friends, not that I don't have family, not that I don't have people that surround me that I love. I am lonely mentally and physically. I've spent about 3 months here, and my roommates one of them just now moved in. So I've been here by myself for a couple months, and it's just been awful because I don't know anybody here in Nacogdoches, which is where Stephen F. Austin is, this college, SFA. I don't know anybody here, and so I got a job, luckily. That's why I moved down here, just to find a job before school starts and to get settled. And, what was I going with that? Oh, yeah! But yeah, I moved down here and to get settled and things like that, but I didn't realize how lonely you can get, because I grew up in a family of six. I have an older sister, Chelsea, she's 29, she'll be 30 in January. I have a younger sister, Teresa, she'll be, 19 in October, and another younger sister, Audrey, she will be 16. She just got her permit. That's why I said 15. She'll be 16 in October as well. And my brother, Justin, will be 14. So old. They're all so old. But yeah, he'll be 14 in August. And my parents, of course, I've grown up and, like, they didn't divorce or anything. So I've always had a big, ginormous family. And so moving out here without my family, without my hometown friends, was kind of nerve-wracking. But at the same time, I was ready to go because I had spent 2 years after high school in a community college. And it's still living at home. TVCC is where I went to community college. And I was still living at home that entire time, and 80% of the time I was like, I'm ready to leave, and I realized, wow, I am not ready to leave, and I realized how much, I've always wanted a big family for my own self one day, and I realized how much I actually want a large family myself. Like, I want a bunch of kids, and I want a husband, and that's what I want. But yeah, growing up in something like that is just, it's eye-opening to move, growing up in something like that, to being by yourself all the time. And it's, you know, it's great to have roommates, but I know that I would still get lonely, even with the roommates, because it's just not the same, which is why I want to talk about loneliness today, just because I am going through a spell without, friends, really. I don't have any friends, as of right now, none that I can call and be like, hey, I want you to come over, can you come hang out, Nack? Which is okay. I mean, people grow apart, people grow old, it's good to move on, and it's good to, kind of start a new life, you know? But you can still have a love and a deep appreciation for those people in your past life. Making new friends is what I need and what I'm trying to concentrate on right now. Because I know once school starts and I have work, I'm gonna need the motivation to find friends. So might as well find them now while I have the free time and school's not here yet. Which is kind of weird because you grew up in your hometown, you grew up in a high school, like you're stuck with the from kindergarten to, in a small town like mine, from kindergarten to high school, you're stuck with the same people. Maybe one or two people change in and change out, but you're all stuck with the same people. So you all just develop these friendships that, I don't know, that they are just kind of bonded already, I think. I'm not, like, sure on the wording on that. That they're pre-bonded, that they are destined to be friends. That doesn't mean fate will take its course. It just means that you're destined to be friends because you're just stuck together. So you create these bonds and create these friendships because really you have no other choice. And I think that in high school, that's what happened. I've had the same friends since middle school, and I still am friends with them now. One of my really, really, really good friends, she's one of my best friends. She has like a son now and is doing great in life, and I love her to death. Though she's busy, and so am I, with living 3 hours away, I can't see her, and I can't see her son Grayson, which I'm very sad about, because I've had him over so many times, like a billion times since the day he was born, spending the night with me, having play dates, me babysitting, taking him from, getting him from school, picking him up, things like that, just because I love him and I want to be invested into his life, because she is such a good friend. I have another friend, Savannah. She is doing great in life right now. She's in college at Tarleton State. And, you know, life is life right now. I also have a really old friend since sophomore year. This is a friend that has never, ever, 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 ever left my side. She's always been there for me. Always, always, always. No matter what. She was there to pick up the broken pieces whenever my friend Tristan and Savannah broke and left. Which, I'm not going to fault them for. They just didn't have as deep as a friendship as Mikaelin and I did. Mikaelin is now pregnant and she's living life and she's great. But I met Mikaelin when she was... We were freshmen, not sophomores, we were freshmen in high school, and we had journalism with Mr. Chafin at Kauffman High School, and I don't think he's working, I think he's retired now, but anyway, so I met her, and at first, I didn't think I was going to like her, because we were so different, like, as different people as you can think, that's me and her. But for her, I was the good Christian girl, and that time she was drinking and doing drugs and partying and things like that. So we honestly didn't think we were going to be friends with each other at all. And then I just sat. We were sitting at the same table with her and a friend of ours that we had that year, named Isaiah, and we have just become inseparable since. It has just been an amazing journey with her, and I love her so much, and I think she is the one out of all of my friends, even my closest friends from middle school, that I have just been, like, we have the closest bond. We love each other deeply. We have the best friendship. We are there for each other all the time, and it's great. Then I have a couple of other friends, Christina and Caleb, that I would call close friends, and they are all fantastic and great people. Caleb is in college at Texas State in San Marcos, and Christina is at college in Houston Baptist University in Houston, Texas. These are all schools in Texas. Yeah. So, growing up with all of those people, and then moving away and then not being close enough for people can go come visit randomly or I can go visit randomly is hard. It's really hard. Like, really hard. Because I've always had to have somebody with me forever. I've always had to have a friend since I can remember. I think that is just due to because I was afraid to grow within myself. And I still have a ton of time to, I don't know, grow, I guess, mentally and spiritually, because I am a Christian, and I am an active Christian. Like, I follow him, and I read his word and things like that. And I'm not saying that to brag or to be like, I'm the best Christian out there, just because sometimes once you're Christian, it's, you stay Christian, it's just hard to keep by God, because you can fall from him and you can start making bad decisions when your heart's not in the right place. And so it's work, it's hard work, to constantly keep learning and to remember, hey, don't just be thankless, be thankful. And you know, God gave me this apartment. Like, it was really a blessing in disguise. It being so close to campus and it being with people that are really nice and are really kind and that also have kind hearts and softened hearts and love Jesus as well. So that's a great thing to have. He really blessed me with this, and I can't be more thankful. There's more than one person here. I also have learned a few things about myself in this space of loneliness. It's so surreal to learn more things about yourself every day that you don't know. I've always loved to be by myself. I've always loved to go places by myself. Like, I can go to restaurants and eat by myself. I don't mind. I can, you know, go to the movies by myself, and I can go shopping by myself. I'm perfectly 100% happy with doing little errands and things like that. And I am, it's weird. I am an introverted, but I'm an extroverted introverted. So, like, I love friends, and I love to be out, and I love to hang out, but then at night, like, I need to come home, be by myself, and recharge by myself. Some people can recharge with friends, and they can go, but I cannot do that. So I think that holds a big part of my personality as well. So I am just kind of growing, I guess you could say. I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm trying to be the best person I can, and I'm trying to discipline myself and realize that, hey, my worth doesn't come from my friends or boys that I like or boys that I'm talking to. My worth doesn't come from that. My worth comes from the word, and that word is from the Lord, and my worth comes from him. And I am priceless, and I'm worth everything. And so I think I need to believe that about myself so I can finally be free in my decisions and be free in my kind of journey and adventure with this whole new life, because I've never been away from home ever. It's kind of crazy. There are times where I'm like, oh my goodness, this life is great being by myself. And there are times where I just sit down and I cry and I'm like, I very much miss my mom. I am a mama's girl. I love my mama to death, and I love my daddy to death, and I never realized how much sacrifice they put in until I was away from college and had to deal with real life situations like money and financial situations, friend situations, atmosphere, environment situations. So I've never really had to deal with that. And I've just have grown a much appreciation towards them through this whole journey. It's been crazy. It's been absolutely insane. But yeah, I am going to go over and think about some more topics to talk about. There's going to be a blend of stuff. Like, I talked about friends and loneliness today. I also talked about, just different little things. If anyone is listening to these, if there is something you'd like to hear, let me know. I'm going to think about some more stuff. I'm probably going to just talk about my day and talk about my week and the work and, we'll go over that later. But yeah, I'm going to stop these around 20 minutes or so just because I need to get a hang of this and I need to be able to learn how to talk. I don't want to talk about a bunch of random stuff. I want to have some I don't know anymore. Anyway, I am going to try to have some quality over quantity to this. But yeah, I hope that everybody who is listening to this, if anybody listens to this, has a good day and know that this will continue for a while. My name's Victoria, and you just listened to my very first podcast. Thank you.